welcome, welcome, everybody. I'm Tamika.
I'm your boy, E-Rock, ma'am.
We've been married for over 21 years, and we keep it raw.
We keep it real.
And uncut. And we are
Marriage Takeover.
We're going to get it right.
Y'all let us know if you like it.
All right, so.
Man, I tell you, being married for, what happened?
Welcome back to all of our current listeners, and welcome to all the new listeners that we have. Be sure to hit subscribe if you're watching us on YouTube, or follow us on Facebook, or favorite us on the podcast, and leave us a great review. We truly, truly, truly do appreciate you guys. Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in on today's show.
Yes.
Now you're getting ready to say.
Listen.
We're still trying to figure out
where we at, y'all. Listen, let me tell you.
Yesterday we had an awesome time at the retreat.
Goodness.
The retreat was yesterday. We are exhausted. To just go into a deep comatose sleep and relax. But we wanted to make sure that we stay true to being live here for today.
Because we know that some Dembe wasn't able to make it, but guess what? So you'll get some highlights if you follow us on YouTube. You'll be able to see those once we post the highlights from the retreat.
Right.
Also,
we want to give a big shout out and thank you. The retreat yesterday was phenomenal.
Oh man!
So we want to thank again Jay and Trish Cameron for coming out for showing us some love. They covered love and money, and it was phenomenal.
It was all
I know, and we thank you so much. We also want to thank Milo and Alicia Briscoe for who covered blended families.
Wow!
And that was a hot topic.
Was, when I tell it was awesome. I mean, even though it covered like the blended family, but it was so oh my god,
the nuggets, even if you weren't in a blended family, the nuggets that they gave
was awesome.
It was so good for you to be able to incorporate into your own household.
So we
want to thank them so much. We've already booked them for the blended family segment for next year.
We're trying
to see if Jay and Trish can squeeze us in their calendar again. So
we gotta do it early because you know their calendar.
I know,
because it just seemed like it just has to be a part two because I'm sorry, I might go get some water or something.
Really?
But the retreat was just it was just so phenomenal to the point where we was like, listen, we might have to do a 2-day or something, because
everyone
that was there was like, oh my god, why does it have to end, can we keep going? And it was just so awesome. I would say, man, really, I'm going to put up some highlights on YouTube. So if you want to see, follow us and subscribe to with us on YouTube, and you'll see, and then you'll also hear some of the highlights from it on our podcast. So, you know, go look, follow us. It don't matter what podcast thing you got, just Marriage Takeover. I mean, it was just awesome.
Our vendor, Cultural Elegance, she was phenomenal.
Yes.
She had some really good pieces. So this is one of her pieces. I don't know how close we can zoom in.
But for those that are
listening, you won't be able to see it. But you can follow her on IG.
Yes.
And that's Cultural Elegance. We'll make sure that that's available for you all to have that. But she was phenomenal. She had some really good pieces there. And to Middleton Hall, to Chef Shelby, to the LaTanya. Thank you so much. Rhema Worship Center represented yesterday. And Next Level represented yesterday. Thank you guys so much. We love you guys, and we love you, and thank you so much for your support.
Right.
So go ahead. You were talking about.
Right. I apologize. I just got to record it, but catch it on YouTube and it'll be uploaded. But what I was saying was how that generational curse kicked in was because I forgot, please don't quote me on the years, but two generations, let me say that, was in bondage. So when you already accustomed to being in bondage, you get comfortable with being there. It's just like you going to a job that you do not like, but you get up and you go anyway, because right now it's like, I don't like where I work at, but I'm not willing to do nothing in order to find a better place to be.
And one of the things you mentioned yesterday that was so good was about carrying the weight. So you get so used to carrying the weight, like it's like a backpack.
Right.
You have a backpack on for so long, you forget you have the backpack on because you've come accustomed to carrying the weight of the backpack.
Right.
Then once you get, you know, you put something in the backpack, then it's like, oh, okay, you deposited some more stuff in there.
Put more weight in there.
Excuse me. And that was kind of what we were talking about, kind of as the years go on in your marriage, and when you don't deal with certain things,
right,
it's just you're just putting it inside of that backpack. You're just putting it inside of that bag, and you're getting used to carrying the weight instead of really dealing with the issue.
Right. And see, the funny thing is, the reason why they stayed in the wilderness for 40 years was because no one wanted to change.
Right.
No one didn't want to recognize the power, because look, check this out. If I'm telling you to put blood stains on your door so that the death angel don't take your firstborn, I'm telling you, then you recognize Pharaoh say, let him go. Why? Because Pharaoh couldn't put no blood. It was the promise that God has given to the Canaan people.
Right.
And so to the Israelites. So look at this. So now you're wandering in the desert, stuck to bondage that was given, that was shown back when your great-great-great-grandmama and great-granddaddy were in bondage, because now, guess what? This is all I knew. This is all I passed on.
Right.
But you were in the wilderness for four generations, being fed by God, being cooled by God, being warmed by God.
Right.
But yet, four generations, look at it. You were still stuck in bondage, because look at this. Once you want Moses take you to the Red Sea, you don't know how you're going to get across it. But the first thing you say, we might as well go back to Egypt.
Right.
So what are you saying?
Right.
You'd rather go back to bondage. I'm swimming across. And that means where I can be free and break generational curses. Because look, you look at it. I'm in the wilderness for 40 years. So that means in the generation of where they were born, they was okay, but we had to kill that generation off. So now the ones that was born, the second generation of them being there, the firstborn is now 2 years old. Only thing that they're recognizing is the power of God.
Right.
Woo! Come on here, Jesus. So now God took out that in that second year, that second generation. Now we are 20 years in. Then he takes out that third one, now the ones that was born in that first time are now 3 years old. The only thing that they know is I'm being fed by God, and I'm being warmed and cooled by God. So I don't know nothing about bondage, but guess what? But because I'm at an age that I understand, this fourth one is trying to remind me of bondage.
Right.
Why are you trying to remind me of bondage when you just seen God move in these 3 years? But God had to take them off scene.
Right.
Because when you look at it, because those that are stuck in the middle, when I say stuck in the middle, those that were like in 18 years going into the wilderness, they knew bondage and they knew free. So when you look at this thing, even in your marriage, you know bondage and you know free. But which one do we like to stick to? We stick to what's comfortable.
Right.
So when you look at it, when I have me and wife was talking, and we was talking as far as dealing with Moses, how come Moses couldn't go in? Because Moses decided to stay in the bondage.
Right.
I'm finna tread lightly, but I'm finna teach you something. Because when we allow frustrations of other people to get to us, we forget how to be obedient to God. Why? Go ahead.
And think about it in the sense of allow other people to frustrate us, your spouse.
Ooh, work with me.
So husbands, when you have the nagging wife,
ooh,
not understanding what the nagging, why the wife is nagging,
and why
understand,
and why is when you have that lazy husband,
right? And why is who have the lazy husband, or why is who have the husband who
I'm talking
who
about
doesn't meet the expectations that you have set, but you haven't communicated.
Come on now.
So the frustrations of each other
prevents you from
becoming one, ooh, and being in agreement.
Ooh, yeah. Yes.
Command the blessing
that
God has over your family.
Come on, girl. Yes.
Think about that.
Think about that thing. Woo! So, listen.
Wait,
go ahead.
So then what are some generational curses? What are some of those cycles? So these are just a few. So you know.
You said cycles. Are you using from what you heard yesterday?
No, I already had cycles.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know that.
See, all in my notes. Yeah, so we got emotional instability.
Come on.
So that could be depression. It could be fear. You have divorce. You have the lack or poverty or the inability to produce.
Come on.
So that's that mindset that people tell you, well, you can't do this. You can't do that.
Come on.
It's because they can't think beyond the box. They can't think beyond the box. So they try to hold you down and hinder you because they see how others have failed or because they don't have the ability to think beyond the four walls.
Yeah. Come on here.
No ambition. No vision or lack of direction, laziness, bondage, slavery, sexual abuse, incest,
perversion,
alcoholism, drug abuse, adultery, domestic violence, destructive attitudes and behaviors, and then teen pregnancy. Those are just a few.
It's just a few. It's a bunch. It's some we lined out and some that we've had to break ourselves.
Right,
hallelujah.
Absolutely. I was sharing a testimony yesterday and, you know, just sharing, bearing it all.
Oh,
David kept all his stuff in.
No, I didn't keep my stuff in.
You just talked about it.
I just was.
That was it. You didn't talk about any of the other stuff.
But I tell you what, you guys have to go catch all that. We can't bear it all right
now. So then how do you break the cycle? How do you break the generational curse? It's really based off of a simple decision.
Right.
So it was a matter of Moses went and told Pharaoh to let the people go.
Right.
Moses went and parted the Red Sea so the people could get to the other side.
Right.
But he didn't get them to the promised land.
Right.
So it was not until Joshua came forth and was like, wait a second.
We can do this.
We can do this. I'm hearing what God is saying. I'm not worried about what the people are saying. And we're going to do exactly what God said to do.
Come on now.
Right. And that was what stopped the cycle for them to be able to get into the promised land.
Right. And that's something because Moses was only able to take him to the border. And the reason why I say to the border of the promised land is because that God allowed him to see the promised land from the mountain. Why? Because he told me, like, look, Moses, I asked you to speak to the rock.
Right.
You know, it's the small stuff that can allow us to stay away from the promise. It's the small things that allow us to stay in the bondage longer than we need to be in it.
Right. And I shared testimonies yesterday. It's really a personal responsibility.
Yeah.
When you have a personal responsibility to be able to help you to make that decision to not follow the cycle.
Right.
It's about, I wanted to be able to change the trajectory, if I can get the word out,
yes.
With my relationship with my father.
Come on.
So I wanted to make that intent to say, listen, I can't bring back what it was you didn't do, how life grew up or what you didn't do, but I'm making a decision to be able to know my father, to be able to build a relationship with him so that my kids can then now know that their grandfather.
Right.
And we have a beautiful relationship now.
Right.
I'm making that decision to not be so foolish with my mindset, not be so foolish in nagging and fussing at my husband all the time. And that was a beautiful thing.
Because we have grown from the
right.
Praise the Lord. But so, at the same time, you know, because my dad wasn't there. The one thing that I can remember showing my family about mine, he was on his deathbed. He was already dead, you know. And it was so funny because of the anger and all the stuff that I kept inside from that. I was getting ready to, it's okay, you can judge me if you want to, but I was getting ready to flip him out the casket. But my wife was like,
please don't
no. My baby started seeing these guns and veins popping. And she's like, and she just touched me. But then as I was walking out of the funeral home, the man that I call my dad, Bishop Avon Lynch, he called me and said, son, I just want to tell you I love you. Because that man has poured more into me than any other man that I've dealt with or any other man that tried to come along or what have you. But it's like, even though he was not my quote-unquote biological father, I understood the scriptures when God said that the Lord would be a father to the fatherless.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paraphrasing that if you don't mind.
I don't know what
but for me,
microphone and why it
I think I stepped on and broke on that joint. I think I broke it. Got to get another mic. But for me, it was, listen, and that moment, I actually forgave mine.
Right.
And then the more that my dad poured into me, then it helped me to be able to pour into my son. And so that way it breaks it.
And not only that, but he could have chosen to continue the excuse of, well, I didn't have a father figure. I don't know how to be a husband. But it was based off of a simple decision. Just like me, I had a great example of being a mother, but I didn't have an example of being a wife. Mm. I didn't know what that looked like, especially being a submissive wife. What?
Ooh, Lord.
You want me to do what? Uh-uh. And that was another key takeaway, was submit to the mission.
Yes.
Recently heard that on the Model Homes with Bishop T.D. Jakes and Sarita Jakes. Phenomenal. Submit to the mission. It's so much bigger than you.
Yeah.
So what? You don't like them. So what? You mad at them. So, okay, what is the mission?
Yeah.
What is the vision that you have for your family?
What is it? And that's like that, and that even takes us back to the beginning when we was talking about what is the vision,
right,
that you have set for your house. Your vision is what's moving you forward.
Right.
So if you have an issue, because the thing is, if you want to stay on course with the vision that's been set, then you're gonna have to be willing to make a change.
Right.
You got to be willing to submit to the mission.
Right.
At hand. So that why? Because when you walk in unison, you're allowing God to command the blessing over you and your household.
Right. Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing, y'all.
It's a wonderful thing.
That's a beautiful thing.
All at me. Yeah.
So, what were some of the other nuggets from the retreat yesterday?
Wait a minute. I'm telling you, yes, you should have been there. That thing was off the hook.
It was phenomenal.
Man.
When I tell you, from last year to this year, it was just to another level. And all of the requests has been, we got to make it longer.
Yeah,
we're like, actually
make it longer.
Next year, we're looking at next year trying to do a weekend, mm-hmm. like a Friday, so Saturday.
We still in prayer.
We still want it to be affordable. So we're still in prayer about it. So we are
it's just
trying to figure it out.
It was so funny because when you begin to look at people, it's like it's something to come in, you know, already ready to go. You know what I'm saying? But then when you leave with more tools and a bigger arsenal,
right,
that you can be like, yeah, okay, we got this. Because the thing is, like, man, it's like, I'm no good if I don't have my battle buddy, a.k.a. my business partner, with me.
I know. That was one of the things Jay and Trish said. Business partner.
Yeah.
Business partners. And I was like, what? You are my business
partner. That's right. I am your
partner. You got to think about that. When you're in business with somebody and you're getting mad because you're running your home, it's an organization. Like,
yeah,
it should function. It should flow.
That means.
And so that was one of the nuggets that I took away from them. It's your business partner.
Yeah.
You can't be sitting up getting mad talking about you can't do it. How does that help us to be on one accord to make a decision that's going to take our business,
to the next
our
level.
Family, to the next
level? Yeah,
that was phenomenal.
That was awesome. I told you I made notes. Yeah.
And then we also gave away some trips yesterday.
Man, that was awesome.
So we're excited about that. And even one of our other listeners, they registered.
Yes.
They were there yesterday, and they got us all up on social media.
Yes.
We had to talk about this.
Yeah.
we went back, and so James and Tasha Herbert, you guys went on a trip.
Check this out, though. One person, and they're watching us now, they were on a trip yesterday, but they also were on a trip because they followed the what you call them?
Yeah.
Sam and Charles Gammons, they got two trips. I was like,
yeah, it was good.
So
stuff.
It was, man, but it was so.
And then another awesome good nugget that I learned yesterday was with the sarcasm. So if you're dealing with sarcasm with your mate, one of the things that was brought out yesterday, sarcasm is a defense mechanism.
Yes, it is.
So as you're understanding what that defense is, it's like they're building up that wall
right,
so that they don't get hurt.
Ah,
so
right,
whenever that
right,
sarcasm
right.
comes out, You need to dig just a little bit deeper. Just you need to pray about it so that you understand how to respond, that you understand how to take that in and not take it personal.
Right. And, you know, the one thing about it that I picked up yesterday was how much patience is involved when you trying to say, yo, we're going to the next level. Are we trying to get rid of whatever is hindering us back? Being patient with one another and also building together. Oh, my goodness. Build, man, when you are building, it was so funny because I remember when talking about when you're saying, hey, pass me a brick. And it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah, that was good. That
what
was
brick really you good. Want? I need to know. You need a red brick, a white brick? Do you need a flat brick or a big brick? Because oftentimes,
we'll make a request and we'll ask for something, but we don't necessarily communicate really what it is we want.
Right.
And I really had that bad habit.
But, and the thing is, we weren't the only ones who with that habit.
Right.
Because when you put yourself, when you assume, knowing what it means, it makes a hind pause out of you and me.
And so, makes an anus out of you and me. Just so we all clear.
And so, and it's like, next thing you know, it causes you to end up basically going backwards.
Yeah.
Because, and it all started from assumption instead of just having the patience and being clear.
And not even having the patience of being clear, but understanding how to communicate that and then when to communicate that.
Right.
So yeah, that was a good takeaway. And then what else?
It was so funny. It was just so much.
It was so.
It was
when I tell
so
y'all,
much.
It was so good. It was so, so good.
It was so much.
So
I'm gonna tell you. I'm telling you. Once we're done with this video, we're gonna give it to our video crew. We're gonna go ahead and try and put those highlights up on the YouTube page.
Right.
So that you'll be able to really see, because we're not doing it no justice. You know what I'm saying? Because
it was good.
It was just so, so.
But it'll
so
only be
much.
Nuggets. Because, yeah, it'll only be nuggets.
You had to be there, Slim.
Yeah, somebody asked us if we were going to, you know, sell the. And we're not going to.
No, we ain't finished talking about that. I haven't heard about that.
I don't know.
No, we're going to sell them once the video team finished putting it together, because man, it was just that awesome. It was just that awesome.
So what questions do you guys have? I'm trying to see if I could pull up the page, and for whatever reason, I can't pull up the page, y'all.
I'm trying to tell you, I don't know. It seems like they coming, they trying to hinder us.
Oh, and man, y'all, we had people lying, getting in the retreat, talking about they was married and they was single.
I didn't see. Why?
I was like, what is going on?
What you doing? Listen, people. Let's listen. How you going to be blessed? You ain't listen. Listen, if you just learn to keep things up front and real.
Right.
It's not, because then it becomes an issue on your integrity.
Right.
So then how can you expect for God to bless you what you're seeking after and your integrity is not in check?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I pray and, you know, and I hope that, you know, they were, but yeah, they was blessed. But still, it's like, come on now. Come on. So, we know for next time we got to do things a little bit different.
Yeah, so we're going to have it set up. So just so y'all know, if you don't show up with your spouse, we're going to turn you away.
Couples only.
And we're going to issue you a refund. I couldn't believe it, y'all.
But and it's funny because, and I say it's funny because that didn't do nothing but just show us that God is actually growing us.
Like
there's something, whatever that it was that drew you. I'm not holding nothing. I'm not holding nothing against you, but it's the things when you doing things and you doing things for God, man. Just always be on the lookout, or always be prepared for the enemy to try to come in and disrupt.
Right.
I know. I'm not saying ain't none of that happened. We just caught on to it at the end, but it was just so awesome, man. It was just so, so freeing for everybody because, man, it was such, even
there
with
was
all
a
the
breaking, oh my God, that was the breaking point.
Which one?
The at the end.
So oh my God!
We ran over time. Woo! Break out. Like, we really wanted to break out. No, hold on 1 second. My goodness.
Listen, let me tell you this. We were supposed to separate and, the you know, men be with men and women be with women for a bit. But it didn't happen, and it didn't happen because of how the president just began to move. And things that was just coming about, and it was just so awesome because it was like each couple had one another and began
to become the whole thing.
I'm just, and
it
began,
was, yeah.
Oh
it
my
was
god,
freaking, it was a,
it shit. Was so man,
it was and so it was, beautiful.
And it was like it was not a dry eye in the building.
It was awesome.
Oh my god, I mean, you gotta excuse me. I feel like I'm getting emotional right now.
Is that the dust again?
Oh my god, man, we got a dust in here. We got
to see. I need a dust. To be able to see how God breathed over it and blessed it.
Oh, my God, yes.
To see the marriages, like, our heart's desire is really to be able to help other couples.
Man,
hear
I'm
us when
you.
We say that. It's not about the money. Like, the branding is awesome. It's cute. I majored in marketing. That's what I enjoy doing. But it's really about being a blessing to other couples.
Man, I'm trying
being
to
able to give other couples what we didn't have when we first got married.
Right.
Being able to give other couples what we desired when we didn't. When we were on the brink of divorce.
Right.
And being able to
man.
Have that shifting.
And that piece came out so vividly.
Yeah.
And it was a blessing to others to actually hear it.
Right.
So you're gonna have to pick it up when we put it out on video and you grab it.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
But it was, oh my God, it was just so magnificent.
It was awesome.
Man, because when you just begin to look at the things, oh wow. And I mean, it was so funny, especially when you hear, like with Jay and Trish and when you hear what Milo and Alicia said, man, it was so, so, so phenomenal because it's like, understand this, it's not saying that no marriages are not going to go through anything.
Right. That's
because
not what
you
we're
are.
Saying. Right.
But it's like, how can I, it's like now I'm able to go through it with weapons.
Right.
With
the
tools,
right arsenal.
With the right,
yeah.
Because just because it's a landmine, that don't mean you need to drive over it to kill it. No, because you can end up hurting yourself. But just because it's a sniper, that don't mean you need to walk outside with no armor on. No, that's what's going to go get you. But it's being able to go through with the right tools.
Yeah.
Because the thing is that I come to recognize that even when we're going through, we don't already decide that we have victory. And when you already have said, hey, I have victory, now that causes my thought process to be different.
Which is why it's important to understand what the mission is.
Yeah.
A lot of times we don't think we have the victory.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we're not sure if we can get over this. And it's so much easier to just throw your hands up and say, I just want a divorce.
Come on.
I just want to separate. It's so much easier to do that. But what you fail to realize is you're taking everything, all your baggage.
Right.
That was another thing that the Briscoe
talked
about.
Yes.
Take your bag, because each of us have a bag.
Have some luggage.
Take your bag, dump it upside down.
We're going to
tell you everything.
We're going to tell you everything. Well, man.
But deal with your own personal issues, because as you don't understand this, it's contributing to that relationship. So you get out of this relationship, all you're doing is taking it to the next one.
Right.
At a different level, because you have, for whatever reason, told yourself that it was okay.
Right. Right. For whatever reason, you told yourself it was okay. And the thing is, it's funny because even when we spoke about generational curses, but looking at all of that, is that you keep yourself in bondage.
Yeah, when you don't have to.
When you don't have to.
Right.
Man, and it's so funny because
Jesus came that we could be free.
Right. He come that you may have life and have it more
abundantly.
So it's like, come on. It's like, let's do this. Because granted, every household has its cycles. But it's like, how do you break the cycle?
Right.
I ain't gonna dig into that one. You gotta catch that one, man. That part was fun.
Right. No, it's really about a simple decision. Because I don't want you to leave today and say, oh, they talked about breaking the generational curses, but they didn't give us the tools. No, it's making a decision.
Make your mind up.
To decide not to do that thing, or right. not to follow that thing.
Because you know, one thing that we picked up today is that sometimes that we don't want to do it because of pride.
Yeah.
So my thing is that you cannot build together with pride.
You got to be vulnerable.
Because if you're prideful, prideful breaks. Prideful destroys.
Yeah.
So if I'm trying to build up with pride, that means I'm going to keep tearing down what I'm building.
Yeah.
And so it's like, come on. Kick the pride to the side and just let's build this together. Because the thing is, you may not like how I lay this brick. I may not like how you lay this brick, but even though we may not always agree, we should still be able to reason with one another right. so that we can continue to keep building.
And it's okay to disagree.
It is okay to disagree. It's okay to disagree. You know, and I heard one thing that somebody was saying that they were saying that divorce is an option. And my thing is, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying, you know, the old church, I got you, I hear all that. But why make it an option unless you really have to?
The caveat is if you are in an abusive relationship, get out. What was that movie? Get out. Get out. If you are in an abusive relationship, if you are in...
Get to safety.
Get to safety and get out. But there's no question.
But when you're just simply talking about because we can't simply just see eye to eye, come on. Because that's the thing. It's like, okay, now who's willing to do what? Who's going to be willing to submit to the mission?
Right.
Because even if you're, even say you're getting married, right? You're getting married for what? What is the mission? What is the purpose? What is
right.
it all?
What's the purpose? And then being able to go back to that thing.
Right.
Like we even talked about that, how I spent the first 5 years trying to change him, to make him who I wanted him to be.
That was part of the mission. But I don't married, know what she was on.
But I married him because of who he was. Am I marrying you because of who you are? And then now that we're married, now I'm trying to change you to make you become what the camera said yesterday, the fit in with the Joneses. Keep up with the Joneses. Oh, and I hope
no
nobody...
No offense. Y'all know it's just a saying.
I know it's a saying. It's just a keep up with the Joneses, and you got to understand who you are, who God has called you to be, what your mission is.
Yes.
And stay true to that.
And stay true, man.
No matter what comes, hell or hot water, staying true to your mission.
I'm trying to tell you, because the thing is that if you stay true to the mission, your trials come to make you strong.
Right.
They come to make you strong.
And closer together.
Oh, man.
When you go through something together, it makes you stronger. Like,
oh,
you
man.
Get more intimate once you get through the... That's just like... So, I was in the military, and I was in the Air Force. Don't y'all hate on me if y'all weren't in the Air Force.
I was in the Air Force. I was a dependent.
And so, I remember going through basic training. Those are some of the closest relationships that you dealt and that you built with people, because you elbows down in the mud going through stuff.
Right.
You doing hell week, you know, spending the night in the woods, in the camp, not sleeping, hearing all these noise going through. It's because you went through so much.
Right.
You built that relationship because you said, I need you in order to survive.
Right. And even when you look at it, by, you know, me being a coach, I put the team through all of this hard work because it makes their bond closer.
Right.
Because don't nobody else know what we've been through.
Right.
Don't nobody know how much we had to push, how much we had to pull, how much we had to jump, how much we had to lift one another up. No one knows that, but it made our bond stronger.
Right.
And that's the thing. That's why you got to have a battle buddy. Because my thing is that when victory comes, who you gonna celebrate with?
Right. You don't want to be alone.
You don't want to be by yourself.
Because
Shelly.
You weren't able to make a personal decision to break a cycle.
Right, man. And I'm telling you, when I tell you that it starts with making a decision and keeping that communication and being able to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
With your communication.
We talked about that, yeah.
Oh my gosh, man.
And then you both be vulnerable. Don't be vulnerable.
To one another, yes.
Right. Don't have one spouse get vulnerable, then the other spouse decide that they don't want to do that.
Right.
You both have to become vulnerable.
And
become naked before each other. Not physically naked, but spiritually and emotionally.
If you want to get naked, go ahead. Oh, shoot. Whatever it was. That's
you
what
all focus if you physically naked.
Woo!
physically naked after you've done the breakdown, emotionally and spiritually naked.
I'm trying to do
it. One another, because it gives you an opportunity to really see behind the walls that you both have built up.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, when I say it was just so much healing going on,
it was awesome.
I mean, barriers breaking. Oh my gosh.
It was awesome. And that's our heart's desire. Like I said, to see the yokes breaking, to see the marriages being built up, to see you have hope that it can go to the next level.
We had
people in there that were married 5 months all the way up to 25 years.
Yes.
It was so nice. It was really nice.
When you've been in it for so long, and it's just like, well, we still ain't reached the top yet.
Yeah, no, it was nice.
Man, that thing was so on point. And it tripped me out because, I mean, God bless that thing. When people came, we ain't even much. We ain't know from nobody. And it was
really nice.
Awesome, y'all. Oh my goodness. I can't wait till the video team finish doing all the editing and putting it out there.
So we're excited
because
I say
that is honestly, that is a must get, because everything about it was just so it was just so awesome. It was just so awesome because when you just look at I'm just still so full.
Right.
Because it was just that awesome. I mean, y'all hear me say this all night. You should have been there if you missed it.
Things happened, but we're trying to make sure that it's available. Even for a live stream, if you can't be there physically, even for a live stream the next time around, we're working some things out because we really want to make sure that it's a blessing to everybody. And like I said, it's not about the money. We have to have the money to secure the location, to secure the buildings, all that great stuff. But we really want it to be a blessing to you guys.
Man, I tell you,
we really do.
But when you have submitted to the mission that God has given you and your spouse, there's a lot of stuff that you don't even have to worry about.
Yeah.
Because God would just open the doors. And for us, when I tell you, God just literally opened doors.
You're going to make me cry.
I mean, open doors. And I was just like, wow, God.
It was
really
phenomenal.
And I mean, it was just... I'm just so full. I don't want to
labor the time.
But
I do. We will have nuggets. We're gonna get the video and everything finished up for just at least the nuggets, and we're still praying about whether or not we want to put it out on video to sell it. We are praying about it.
Submit to the mission. Hallelujah.
Somebody I forgot to recognize earlier as I was giving my thank yous for everybody who showed up was our photographer.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
Fields Photography. Thank you so much. He is like our godsend photographer, and we have hired him. It started out just for Marriage Takeover. He is now our family photographer. We love him.
Man, what? I'm talking about man.
We will post all the information to all of our sponsors, all of our speakers, if you want to connect with them.
Right.
And I had.
That's it. We got to finish out these 15 minutes.
No, we don't. Give everybody 15 minutes back in the day. Do you have any questions before we
anybody
sign
got
off?
Any questions? Listen, I'm tired. I'm so full. I can still just talk about what God did.
Let me see if we have questions.
Oh, yesterday. I'm going to tell you now, man, not easily broken. It was so funny because, you know, I told a buddy of mine.
Thank you, Bernard.
I said, the moment, and I remember saying this, I said, the moment that your wife comes on board with you and y'all lock in, I said, really be ready to take off because the sky is going to be the limit. And I tell you this, guess what has happened? Yes, and the sky, and they still in the sky. I think they might be on another third atmosphere, because the thing is that when you unify your unit, that's what they were talking about yesterday. Man,
that was awesome, y'all.
God
would
just pour out. He said, I will command the blessing. Why? Because you have unified yourself in the union.
Right.
You call it a union, then unify yourself.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Man. Oh, So
we love you.
We're gonna let
you
off.
Thank you so much for tuning in, for checking us out. Don't forget, the pre-order of the books are available, $12.99. The book will be available at the end of April. We are submitting all the final editing to our editor this week, and we are excited about it. The t-shirts will be on sale, $15 online, starting tomorrow.
$2 for $25. Get your husband wife set.
Yeah. Boom. And we love you guys. We thank you guys so much for your support.
Let me say this.
We appreciate you so much.
I'm let me say this to
And we
everybody.
Gotta pray out. We didn't pray in.
We sure didn't. That's part of the why.
Yeah, we didn't pray
but
in.
Let me tell you this. I want to tell everyone thank you.
Thank you
for your support. This has been
from the start. What, it's been about 3 years now?
Yeah, this is 3 years.
From the very start where we were like, we don't have nothing to say to marriage.
What are we saying to y'all?
Right.
But it has been a part of the mission that we didn't know about.
Right. We had no clue.
And so, but we want to tell everybody thank you for all your support and believing in the ministry that God has placed on us. With Marriage Takeover, being a body of one.
Share it with somebody. Like us on Facebook, Marriage Takeover, the body of one. Follow us on IG, Marriage Takeover, and then check out the website. We're going to be doing some updates to it now that the retreat is over with.
Yes.
So thank you guys so much. We love you.
We're glad tomorrow President's Day, and we ain't got to go to work, so we're going to sleep in. Starting in T-minus.
Right, zero.
I'm trying to tell you, we is tired.
I know.
After we do a little hen and shin for a little bit. But God is good. Amen.
Let us out.
You got it, baby. Go ahead on.
Lord, I feel the anointing all over you. We honor you. We love you. And we thank you so much for just the listeners that are here. Breathe over their families. Bless them. Guide them. Strengthen them. Yes. Give them hope, God. You know exactly what they need in their homes. I ask, God, that you would meet their needs.
Lord,
that you would meet their wants and their desires. That you would just have your way. That you would just, Lord, we honor you. Thank you for showing up this weekend.
Yes,
thank you for showing up even on today's show and the podcast. God, we honor you. We love you. And we just ask that you continue to have your way in each and every one of us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We love you guys.
We love you guys. Thank y'all for joining us. Sam Gammons and James Herbert.
We'll connect with you.
We'll connect with you all, so we get y'all your vouchers for your winning prizes for travel to wherever you want to go.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Signing off. Be blessed.
Peace.